Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. It's the morning after the night before, and I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, for tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. Now we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite, and into your truck cab in your living room via our network. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. For example, the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Felix and the gang hauling the bulk mail over to the post offices. Also our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel all over. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon truck drivers out there, too. And you can follow us on Facebook, remember, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And you can find us there the same way. Captain's America. Captain, add the word S, or the letter S, and then America. Put it all together, lowercase Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Okay, back to the telephone line. We have Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
All right, I got this little short piece to play. Actually, it's a minute 17 long, and then we're going to get to the caller on the line. But here was Donald Trump last night, the way he finished his speech.
I am asking for your vote. I am asking for your support, and I am asking for your friendship and your prayers on this very incredible but dangerous journey. If our movement remains united and confident, then we will shatter the forces of tyranny and we will unleash the glories of liberty for ourselves and for our children and for generations yet to come. America's golden age is just ahead, and together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. We will make America glorious again. And we will make America great again. Thank you very much. God bless you all. Thank you.
All right. Well, I played that for you, Denise. I also played it for Aaron from Colorado, who's on the line right now. We're going to bring her into this. Okay, Aaron, you heard that for the first time. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I mean, all I can say is that I'm just so proud of that man. I mean, here's a guy that the complete outsider, coming wasn't a career politician, a career businessman, a billionaire, hasn't been in Congress for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, almost 50 years. A complete outsider comes out of nowhere, takes on 50 career politicians, takes them out and wins the White House, kick Hillary, Crooked Hillary, to the curb like the bag of crap that she is, and he's in the White House for 4 years. But clearly, Trump is definitely the favorite, because anybody that tries to challenge him for the Republican nominee, he has one ace under his sleeve, is that he was in the White House for 4 freaking years. He has that experience. That is his edge. He's a winner. He's not a loser like the rhinos and the like the rhinos within the Republican Party. They bicker, they moan, don't do nothing. You're in there 20, 30 years, and the country is in $30 trillion debt. I mean, I'm supposed to be impressed with your experience and your complete morons. Mm. But anyway, Kat, Denise, have a good night. Have a good morning.
Thank you very much. Well, she told it like it was there, Denise.
Well, yeah, I mean, we know that Trump bought us an awful lot of things.
Sure did.
Good and bad. He didn't bring us the bad by his fault,
mm-mm,
just because of the attacks that he took, that we took along with him. I don't think it's going to end. I think that,
no.
You know, the one thing he took on was media, and he was not successful at that, but it's going to happen again, and I think they're collaborating now on where they go from this point, media. And that includes social media,
yep,
and that also includes big tech. So it's going to be a wild ride.
Yep. Well, I totally agree with you, and I'm sure he's up to the job if he gets it back again. But still, it's going to get down. It's going to get dirty. It's going to get really ugly.
Yeah.
If you think
yeah.
it was bad before, it's going to be worse this time around, just getting there.
Yes.
Yeah, so there you go. But I am talking, folks, to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she has to offer, and you'll know what's going on when she decides to write about it and get it up there. You get the advantage of getting that sent to you. Okay, I hear the music coming, so hang on. Folks, we'll be coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And Ivanka just made an announcement here. Press release just came out that she is not going to be in politics this time around. And, of course, it has to do with her family and her young children. And I don't blame her one little bit. All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info higher on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty. And the right after this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, is the way you pronounce the spell the name, is the second largest auto insurer in the country, been around for over 85 years, and they insure now over 25 million drivers. Now, if you want to find out what they can do for you, go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and get yourself a cost comparison for the car or the truck that you're driving. They'll give you a quote right there over the air on the Internet. And then they'll also give you the information of the agent if you want to go talk to an agent and all that. But they also will cover your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. And if you really want to save money, and I've done this, so I know it works, you want to bundle your homeowner's or your renter's insurance or your condo insurance onto your automobile policy, and your policy will drop dramatically. That's what you do. So check them out. Go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. It all starts from there, and away you go. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have Elliot on the line. Let me see what's going on. Good morning, Elliot. What's on your mind this morning?
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning to Denise. You know, folks, it is quite apparent now that our Governor DeSantis is a well-oiled politician. Now, one way of measuring the progress in Florida is to total up how many Democrats and independents are leaving the state of Florida for Michigan, New York, Washington State, Oregon, Chicago, St. Louis, Baltimore, Philadelphia. The left and independents are not going anywhere. They benefit on how DeSantis runs this state with law and order. Zero tolerance, for woke crime committers, freedom for small business to thrive, and a clear opportunity for all Americans. You know, prosecuting those who damage our, or destroy our churches, mosques, synagogues, and religious centers. Thank you very much, Captain.
Yeah, now the reason they're not going to go anywhere, Denise, is because of our tax structure. We don't have any state income tax.
Well, there's a handful of states out there that don't.
Yep.
Florida's not the only one.
No, but we got the better weather.
Well, unless you look at hurricanes, yeah.
Yeah, true. But I can understand why people would not want to leave this country, this state, because they got it good down here. Why would you want to leave?
Well, there are some people that are married to the whole left-wing doctrine in the woke architecture. So if they want to stay in it, this isn't the place to be.
Well, it's the place to be, but it's not going to work down here because it's already been proven that it's that stuff is just not going to happen down here. It just
isn't.
It's
not going to work down here, no.
Nope, not at all. Now, one of the things that is going to work down here is, of course, Google, because I understand that some places in the state of Florida got some of that $400 million settlement money over the lawsuit that Google lost.
I do not know where that money went, so I can't speak to that. I question that. I also question the money that Walmart is coughing up. It was a big, huge settlement, although Walmart is not claiming guilt. I mean, admitting to guilt, I should say. But I don't know where that money is going, so I'm not qualified to really make those distinctions.
Well, I think it was in the Tampa Bay area, but I'll find out a little bit later. Now, because Roger P. Shulman, our news director, will be all over that. It was Russia's largest barrage yet. Dozens of missiles fired all across.
90.
Wow, all across Ukraine. However, two of them hit an apartment building inside Poland, about 5 miles over the border, and killed a couple of people. And the Russians are saying, it wasn't us, it was Ukraine, they'd shoot down the missile, it was us, them. Oh, I don't know who it was, but they certainly have got NATO's attention right now.
Well, I don't think it hit an apartment building. I think that happened inside Ukraine. It hit a grain facility in Poland, about 50 miles across the border. And I was so angry yesterday. We had some cockamamie general, Air Force general, that was doing a Pentagon briefing and said, we don't know the details yet, and you know, we've seen the reports, but we're trying to verify, which I would say that's absolutely a load of crap, because we know exactly what is going on. And then Biden, you know, leads some kind of a G20 kind of thing late yesterday, and the press was there, and they said, are you going to tell us anything about these missiles? And he just went, no. And that was it. That was, which is really outrageous. But it was later reported that Biden says he doesn't think that these missiles were launched from Russia. Okay. Well, if that's the case, then the only other place they could be launched from was Belarus.
Yep.
So now that puts another country deeper into the mix. Belarus is nothing more than an extension of Russia. But, you know, for our government not to tell the truth is truly outrageous. We have systems out there that know precisely everything that is happening. We have something called a Global Hawk. The Global Hawk is a remote aircraft that is there for geospatial operations.
Right.
And we know exactly what is happening over Ukraine, because it's been planted over Ukraine and Russia and Belarus and the region since 2021. I just said since 2021.
Uh-huh.
So for this government to tell us, for Biden to tell us, that the surprise of the invasion into Ukraine by Russia, you know, caught them off guard, is another lie. That's false. Absolutely false. We're being punked out here again and again and again. So now what happens? Well, I got my phone blew up yesterday with phone calls and text messages. Are we going to have a nuclear war or a World War III? The answer to that is no. Russia would not do this on purpose. I can tell you that. But I would say that, you know, the way Russia has prosecuted this thing, they're sloppy. And we know that they're sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's either bad coordinates or they, you know, had some idiot pilot or something that caused this thing to happen. But I will say this. I just said 90 missiles hit various locations inside Ukraine. If he hadn't been dropping these, they wouldn't have dropped into Poland. So this is all of Russia's fault, even though it may have, even if it came from Belarus, and that's an if, Belarus is a client state of Russia. So now we're looking at both Article 5 and Article 4. I don't think that this is going to escalate into anything, but we have to respond. NATO has to respond. What their response is going to be, I have no idea. I don't think it's going to be anything terribly serious that we would escalate this thing. I don't think that Biden has the guts, and nobody wants this, you know, to go get any worse than it is. So that's where we are. We're being lied to.
Well, I don't doubt any of that for a second, and hopefully we can get to the bottom of this and somehow or another get this straightened out sooner rather than later. Okay, well, Kevin McCarthy beat the challenge from Andy Biggs yesterday, 188-31. We understand that our senator, Rick Scott, is going to go up against Mitch McConnell for the Senate minority leader. I don't know how that's going to work out, but maybe it is time to retire Mr. McConnell from that position.
For Mitch McConnell to pull the money from Blake Masters is probably the worst decision that Mitch McConnell has ever made.
I agree.
He was so close. Well, Blake Masters came out and said that he would not support McConnell as majority leader, so that's the reason the money was pulled. And I don't think that they helped out Laxalt like they needed to either.
No, they withdrew money from the Laxalt people, too, that they're supposed to get one last shot. Okay, here comes the music in my ear. That means I got to let you go, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day in the mountaintop up there.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. You can catch her up there in Valdosta, Georgia at 6:30 with our buddy Scott James. I'll see you on the flip side of this here break. Don't go nowhere. We're coming right back with more.
Come on now. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio
House
News.
Republicans nominated Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy 188-31 to be Speaker in a closed-door conference meeting on Tuesday. A last-minute protest challenge came from Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona, a former chairman of the conservative House Freedom Caucus. Biggs sought to demonstrate that McCarthy lacks the support to seize the gavel when the full House meets to choose the Speaker early next year. The Polish government said a Russian-made missile killed two of its citizens Tuesday near the border with Ukraine. The announcement followed an emergency security and defense meeting where the nation agreed to increase its military readiness. President Biden also called an emergency meeting to discuss the tragedy. Biden is attending the Group of 20 or G20 summit in Bali, Indonesia. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And, of course, that would mean Bo Browning and his group over there. Give them a call, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Give them a call and see what they can do to change your course of direction and put a bunch of money in your pocket, because as an aviation maintenance tech, you're going to make a lot of money. You're going to get some great training. You're going to be able to go out there and be the person you can be. You ever heard that expression? That's an old Army expression. Okay, and let's listen to what National Aviation has to say right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses, where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. You will start out with a very high salary to begin with. It'll be $60,000, $65,000, maybe $70,000 a year. If you work a lot of overtime, it can be a lot more than that the first year. If you go overseas, it can be a six-figure number the first year. And then it goes up from there with the benefits they have and all that. It is a tremendous opportunity for you
And all you need to do is apply. Apply. Use your God-given ability to go to the website NAA.edu, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Check it out. You can put in an application right there online if you want to. Otherwise, you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. And when you do that, ask to take the tour of one of their locations. Either the location here in Clearwater, Florida, which is right here across the bay from where I'm at. I'm over here in Tampa on the east side. They're over there in the southwest corner in Clearwater, down by the airport, the Clearwater Airport. Now, all that being said, once you take the tour, and if you want to take the tour of more than one facility, you can. You can go to not only the one in Clearwater, but you can go to the one in Concord, Massachusetts, and make up your mind that way as to what you want to do. If you're a veteran and you got benefits left on your GI Bill, it's all going to be taken care of. You're going to have a great opportunity. Now, if you've got just a little bit of money left on your GI Bill to go to school, that's fine, too. They'll use what you got, and they'll do it the generic way by getting a standard loan, student loan, and you get all the same terms that you get when you go through a bank. And civilians, not a problem. You got good credit, you do the same thing. You fill out a loan, and you go that way, and that's how you get your money. But National Aviation Academy will turn your life around if you are in a go-nowhere, do-nothing type job, and you're stuck there, can't get an advancement, can't make any more money than what you're making. That's the least of your problems when you become an aviation maintenance technician. It's all based on your God-given ability. The better you are, the more you can do, the more you make. Okay, let's take a look here. We know we had all those missiles. Denise told us 90 fired into the Ukraine yesterday. And two of them wound up hitting in Poland. And two people were killed. Now, the film they kept showing yesterday, which is why I said apartment building, the film they kept showing yesterday in Poland was, in fact, an apartment building. And it had been, in fact, hit by missiles. And that's what they kept showing. And they kept saying that they hit this building, the Russians, with their missiles. So that's what I'm going by. And, I mean, if there's something else going on there, they're not saying it, so I have to go by the accuracy of the report that I get, not what somebody thinks is going on. So that's where I'm going back to, that report where it did say and showed the building, an apartment building in the Ukraine. And this is about 5 miles over the border, not 50. And I did see where they did hit a grain elevator about 50 miles in. Now, again, I cease to see what the military value is of that other than food. So if you start destroying the food, you're kind of defeating the purpose, because that food doesn't just go to feed the military. It goes to feed the public. So we'll see. We'll see. By the way, the National Transportation Safety Board is currently investigating the vintage aircraft collision that killed six people in Dallas at the air show. A lot of people were known in the local area. Such a tragedy. The Navy also announces a single physical fitness assessment cycle coming up in 2023. For the third consecutive year, sailors will participate in one physical fitness assessment cycle during the year. One cycle. And a drowning death from Army Special Operations Command will test the new programmable swim vests after a Green Beret drowned during a roughly 1 mile swim in a quarry at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, while preparing for combat diver school last fall. By the way, wait till you hear this. Up there in New York City, the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy, Kings Point, now has its next superintendent, who will be the first woman appointed to the position in the institution's nearly 80-year history, the U.S. Transportation Department announced. Wow. You come a long way, baby. And that was definitely, I can say with no doubt whatsoever, that was definitely a man's job. We used to do a fair amount of training there with the fire department, too. Not for diving, but for retrieving things out of the water and working with the divers, because we all had to work together, so we trained together. So there you go. By the way, nearly 15,000 independent pharmacies will have a chance to rejoin the TRICARE retail pharmacy network, according to officials with Express Scripts. That's a good thing for the vets, a good thing for anybody that has prescriptions that they have to rely on. You'll be able to go back through your independent pharmacies that are, in many cases, right there. It's all you got in your little town. Otherwise, you have to climb in the old John Deere and drive 20 or 30 miles to the bigger city or bigger town to get your scripts. So that's a much better thing. I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear they did that. Now, the U.S. is imposing sanctions on a list of people and firms around the globe that allegedly are financial facilitators of Russia's military supply chain. Let's see how that one works out. Hasn't worked so far, but let's see what they're able to do this time. By the way, the U.S. scrambled to reassure Ukraine after the General Milley comments on negotiations. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs comments about a window for talks angered Ukrainian officials, so said people familiar with the matter, which means the general said something in passing he shouldn't have said. No surprise. And the U.S. is currently sending the Avenger air defense systems to the Ukraine to help keep the skies free of Russian aircraft. We'll see what happens, but it's not the aircraft that are killing people. It's the drones. The drones. Maybe they can stop that. We'll see. All right, we're coming back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to sock it on over here to me, and I'm going to take us to break.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura dealership on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa. Now, you can find out what I already know by checking them out on the web, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Take a look at all the vehicles they have over there, the new Acuras, as well as the certified and pre-owned vehicles there, everything from a pickup truck to a camper to a slightly used but in great condition. Acura, whatever you want, they got it. So check it out. They got several hundred vehicles in stock on the used side besides the new side. Now, remember, they are the home of the You Serve, You Save program, which means that all active military, all veterans, and all first responders, whether you're EMS, firefighters, or police officers, get a tremendous deal offered to you on a vehicle for the service that you've done. And church pastors, too, I might add. And then again, they've got the Moss Care program as well. Free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Can't beat it. Nobody's doing both. Some may do some, but some don't do all. How's that? So in the meantime, make sure you check them out. by going to Maus, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Joining us right now, we've got Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, listen, a vast majority of Americans say that rising costs are going to affect their Thanksgiving. They're cutting back on some of the stuff they might normally do at Thanksgiving, so they got money for Christmas.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt inflation is affecting things, which is kind of interesting. Walmart, actually, it is running a special there on Thanksgiving items. They're rolling back the prices to the kind of like the pre-inflationary period to try to get people in the store. So there are some various different places and grocery stores that are going ahead and they're starting to do that. That's pretty smart.
Right. Now, have you heard about, well, I know you've heard about FTX and all the stuff going on there, right?
Oh, of course.
I mean, I've been all over it. Have you heard about this $40 million that went to the Democratic Party and how they got it, how they wound up getting the loan so that it couldn't be tracked, but they did eventually find out how it got there. This is amazing. You ready?
Okay.
FTX went to the Ukraine and sold their services to some company there for whatever amount of money, and they got the $40 million sent to them. And then they turned around and took that $40 million sent to them by the Ukraine, this company in the Ukraine, and gave it to the Republicans for their special campaigns that they wanted to have. That's how they got that money. Now, that was our taxpayer money that came back and went to the Democratic Party. Isn't that wonderful?
Well, I'm trying to follow the bouncing ball here. Eight companies and foreign people, they're not allowed to give to our elections here. Mm-hmm. So I'd have to look a little bit further into that. I do know that this FTX was running some sort of crypto charity where people could donate their cryptos to benefit the Ukraine. I know that that's the case. I don't know if that had something to do with it, but I have to look a little further into it. The reality is the guy said he's planning on giving $1 billion. In this election cycle,
right.
It's very much a far left causes, and he's the second largest donor to the Democrats next to George Soros.
Right. You're absolutely right, and I heard that. Soros is amazing, but this other person to pop up there, plus I guess he's got himself locked away in a country with no extradition treaty right now.
No, he's in the Bahamas. He hasn't gotten out yet. There was some news that he was trying to escape to Dubai, which doesn't have any sort of extradition treaty. Who knows? He's got a lot of resources at his disposal, and unfortunately, when you give large sums of money to people in power, you can find your way of some way of slipping away. So it's going to be difficult. I guess he's being watched in the Bahamas right now. Some said he's going to come back to the United States to meet with regulators. I mean, I don't know what he has to say. I mean, this is somebody that's just massive fraud. Got over a million creditors right now, and people, might get at best maybe 10 cents on the dollar back, if that. But again, it goes to show what this entire thing is, a racket. And I've been saying that again and again and again. And at some point in time, you got to claim personal responsibility, and there has to be some sort of buyer beware attached to this. You want to go buy some fake money in some overseas, quote, end quote, exchange. Well, there's a line from the movie Jaws when the Captain Quint was looking at the shark cage, and he was talking about, you going in the cage and a shark in a cage, and he starts singing Farewell and Adieu. At some point in time, you start investing in these things, I'm going to start singing Farewell and Adieu.
Yeah. Yeah. We had an unbelievable barrage of missiles that were fired into the Ukraine yesterday, reportedly from Russia, although Russia says for the two that managed to strike and kill a couple of people at a apartment house. Now, this is confusing because the pictures they were showing on television of the damage done to an apartment house were where the two civilians were killed. Some people are saying, oh, no, that wasn't it. It was a grain elevator 50 miles away, and that's where they were killed. So Did they have more than one incident where people were killed yesterday?
I don't know. And that's the thing right now is just the immediate rush to speculate with things like this. I am automatically start looking at, you know, motivations. You know, what's the motivation behind this? Do I think that this was done on purpose? If it was, as they say it was, no. Because then again, you know, that Russia would be inviting all sorts of missile defenses and tons and tons of additional support right up to its border. Why would they want that? That doesn't seem to make any sense to me. But again, you know, we're going to have to wait and see and get all the facts in regards to this. And I think they're trying to do right now. And I hope people would avoid speculating until everything comes out.
Well, I do too, but I saw one set of pictures and I saw another set of pictures, but the story remained the same with two different sets of pictures, so I'm not even sure that they knew.
No, that's been the case a lot with this thing, with this Ukrainian conflict. You know, there's a lot of propaganda and, you know, both sides issuing pictures and saying something happens, and it's hard to discern what's real and what's not real. They talk about the fog of war. Over there, there certainly is a fog right now.
Now, Ivanka says she's not getting involved in the politicking this year. She's got small kids. She's going to stay home and take care of them. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Mama needs to be with the little ones. You know that. But apparently Melania and Donald are off on their trek again.
Again, you got some of the Mick Mulvaney came out yesterday and, you know, came out of his former chief of staff, came out against it, I guess. Chris Christie gave a speech to all of the Republican governors and, you know, got to get away from Trump, and he got, like, a standing ovation. I'm trying to figure out the path to this, winning the White House. I just don't see it. I don't see it happening. I really don't. I don't know what the game plan is right now.
Let me put it to you this way. It's going to be a lot tougher this time around. They are gunning for him. They don't want him in again, and by they, I mean the left side of the aisle. And when you got the left side of the aisle going after you and some on the right side of the aisle going after you, it's really going to get miserable.
It's also the middle lane, too. Mm-hmm. That was the key here in the midterms, is the middle lane. They're tired of hearing about election fraud and steals and all of these things, and they want problems solved. That's what they want. I think the vitriol and whatnot is going to turn people off. I really do. You know, the issue is that how many different Republicans are going to end up, running, and then in the nomination process, you end up splitting votes up, and, you know, how someone can find a path to go ahead and get the nomination, and what it's going to turn out to be. I think it's a bad situation they're in right now, and who knows, maybe it'll happen later on.
Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Be careful going into the big city.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check it out, find out all the different things that he is involved in, and you'll like what you see. I know you will. I'll be right back. Top of the hour news. Raw.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.